Now we come to another philosophy here, and we call it egoism or egotism. It's excessive love of self, and it actually is the individual self-interest, and that is the summum bonum of life. And some of these people are really very good folk, by the way, but they recognize this. Now, will you notice what he says here? That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been, and God requireth that which is past. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. Now, what he's saying here, all men are wicked. Actually, you can't trust anybody. That's what he's saying here. And this is a cynical view of the human race, but I have to confess that it is rather accurate viewpoint of the human race. It's true. I was speaking at a conference some time ago in which the director of it, he said, now we want to treat all of you folk that are here as Christian gentlemen and ladies. And you know, that's the last thing he should have said or done, because they're not going to act like it. And they didn't act like it at all. Oh my, how we do that. I had a friend, he's a Christian. He says, a great many people, he says, when they're doing business, that they trust the individual until the individual proves otherwise. And he says that their philosophy is that all men are gentlemen until they prove themselves otherwise. Well, he says, I treat them all as crooks until they prove themselves otherwise. And he was a very successful businessman. Now, that's a cynical viewpoint, but may I say it's reasonably accurate. God has already said all have sinned. Now, he goes on in this vein here. I said in mine heart, and this is verse 17, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. I said in mine heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that God might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. Now, that's not very encouraging.